serious. So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways,
spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Right now at Kohl's, gifts for mom, Kohl's cash for you. Give a fine fragrance starting at $56 or $54.99 Nike sneakers and get $10 Kohl's cash. Give her a Roomba for $349.99 and you'll get $70 Kohl's cash. Plus, shop other great gifts and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid in 10 through 13th with promo code MOMSDAY. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. You get in and join the conversation. You know, what we've been talking about, obviously we talked about the national championship game for all of hour one. And that, what that's led into in this second hour has been a conversation about the nature of the game, you know, which include what Nick Saban said a few weeks ago about how the game has changed, and I think it's become obvious that I mean unless you're living under a rock, this game has nothing to do with defense anymore. Defense has virtually no chance unless you have like a historically special defense, and even then you're not stopping people. You're just slowing them down. Maybe you get an extra stop or two. Maybe you create a turnover or two. That's really what it's become. You're just at the mercy. I mean, we're seeing the best defensive minds in America just surrender. I mean, they may not have run up a white flag, but it's a thankless job right now. Every element of this game favors the offense. The insane skill position talents, the insane ability of the quarterbacks. You know, it's like the kickers. These cats all keep getting better. They keep getting better. There's an evolution afoot, and it's the nature of this game. It's the nature of these offenses and the nature of spreading people out and making defenses defend every yard of the football field and creating one-on-one matchups in space. And defenses haven't even adjusted to that. Look, there's been an evolution. There's been attempts. Guys like Bob Stoops and Pete were attempting. They were amongst the first guys to try basically, you know, moving safeties up to the linebacker level, making cornerback safeties, these type of moves to try and get more speed and athleticism on the field. And we've seen that. That alone, not enough. And again, the RPO game has just made things that much more difficult on defenses, made it almost impossible. And I think the concern from a defensive standpoint is, again, we've talked many times about this historical cat and mouse game where offenses make some advancement and defenses then respond and in turn catch up over the next 5 or 6 years, and then it's an endless process. The problem now is the defenses aren't catching up. They're falling further behind every year. And that's why a guy like Nick Saban has basically given up, said, look, we have to outscore people to win. That's how we're going to win now. And so, look, if you don't understand this, look how Alabama's recruiting has changed. Look how their recruiting has evolved over the years. They used to recruit these Dante Hightower type of linebackers, these 6'4", 260-pound linebackers who were run stuffers. And then gradually, Saban got exposed to all these newfangled offenses and the likes of Johnny Manziel and the mind of guys like Hugh Freeze. And it didn't take him long after he tried to legislate it out of the game to realize that he was going to have to adjust. And adjust he did. He started recruiting more nimble athletes defensively. But the biggest adjustment he made is he transformed his offense. Alabama used to be a run-first play-action football team. That's what they were. Now they are recruiting nothing but wide receivers. And they're lining them up all over the field. And they get a quarterback who can throw the ball. And then they have at it. And even the Alabama running backs have transformed. We've gone from these 4 yard in the cloud of dust guys to even a back that still looks a little like that physically, but a Najee Harris, whose role now is as much catching the ball as is running it. Najee Harris, people may not realize this, but in that game last night, Najee Harris might have looked like he impacted the game, and he did, but do you know what his longest carry was? It was 13 yards. His longest carry was 13 yards. He impacted the game catching the ball. He had like 6 or 7 catches. That's how the game has changed. Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, how are you? Good to have you, Cliff.
Hey, Walt. Hey, thanks for having me, Walt. And thanks for a great football season. I'm glad they suited up and played. Felt like many times they wouldn't. And, you know, in a world where you're, you know, it seems like everything, you're always told you suck, you know, thank you for a great entertainment season.
Appreciate that, Cliff.
You know, I'm a pure numbers computer guy, and, you know, the last 2 years you've been a great sounding board on pointing out things you see on film that, sure, and it's propelled me above 60% for 2 straight seasons. So I owe you an adult beverage next time I see you.
Thank you, Cliff. I appreciate the kind words.
And in a world where the best, you know, offense of all time is next year, you kind of wonder if Lincoln Riley's next to put his ball on that tee. You know, who knows how many they lose or gain in the transfer portal, but, you know, he seems like he's due at some point.
I think you're 100% right. I mean, I will absolutely not be shocked if Oklahoma wins the national title next year. I think the pieces are in place. I think the quarterback is in place in Rattler. I think the receivers are in place. And, you know, they're going to get some guys back that were injured this year. And you can see that, again, you don't need a top 20 defense. You need a top 50 defense. And I think Oklahoma is on the way to that. Well, they were there this year, really.
Maybe now, you know, who knows if they can overcome the loss of Beamer, but it just, they feel destined to score 50 every game next year. And while the transitive property, I wonder if it's carrying over to college basketball. I mean, Gonzaga doesn't guard, and, you know, they're soft. And I don't think it matters. I mean, they're going to put up 90 every game, and no one's going to score with them.
Yeah, you know, I think they're a little better. I think they're a little better defensively than people think. I think that you know, they can relax a little in conference. I think that's true. But yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, look, I think Gonzaga is the best team we've seen in college basketball since the 2008-2009 Carolina team that blew everybody out on their way to the title, won all six tournament games by double figures. I think Gonzaga is going to do the same thing. I think they're going to be the first team since Indiana to go unbeaten. I just don't see any way anyone's beating them. I don't. They're too good on offense, and you're right in that regard. They're a team that scores 100 points on everybody. The other night they scored 116. They just played a casual game, went out for a little jog, scored 116 points.
And I'm not saying these two teams are going to beat them, but to further prove that defense doesn't matter, I mean, the only two teams that I can even see threatening them are Michigan and Iowa. I mean, and who thought you'd ever see two big ten teams, you know, score 90 points a game? I mean,
yeah, and you know what? We already saw the Iowa game with Gonzaga, and they couldn't match them.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're right. You know, it's what we talked about with them. I just don't think anybody can match them. They can score from every position. They run, you know, in a time frame of basketball where so many college basketball coaches micromanage every possession. Gonzaga plays the game the way you're supposed to play it. They push, they take advantage, they can run, they're all skilled, they can put it on the floor. They're selfless. That's another thing. They're selfless, and I think they're going to win every game in the tournament by double figures. I think they're going to replicate what Carolina did in 2008-2009, but they're going to become the first undefeated basketball team to win a championship since the Indiana Hoosiers of 74-75.
Well, you know, in basketball, you know, history shows there's give and take, right? I mean, the NBA scored, you know, in the 115s, 120s per team in the 60s and 70s, 80s, fell off a cliff in the late 90s, you know, and it's just now starting to come back. You know, but football, they can kind of hide behind the guise of player safety. You know, I don't see them at any level changing rules to benefit the defense at any point. You know, basketball is different. I mean, I think you can scheme different. You can do different things. I mean, football, again, it's just, They've neutered defenses, and I don't see any catalyst or reason to give them back anything.
No, it's exactly right. Yeah, you know, it's that, remember it was that old chicks dig the long ball thing? It's that, you know, yeah, I mean, I think that's the nature of who and what we are as a society. It seems to be what we want. So they're not going to give us less of what we want. I mean, the NBA changed their rules to favor the offense. They eliminated hand checking. They made it possible for guys like James Harden to score 40 points a game. You know, and that's not to say he's not individually gifted, but he's not facing the defense that he would have faced in the past. We have made the rules favor offense by and large across all sports, and it is certainly true in football. There's no question about it.
Well, given all that, I guess Justin Stepp better gather around the transfer portal with frankincense and myrrh and just hope that five or six more wide receivers fall out. Well, I hope you guys have a good one.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, Ramona.
Yes.
I wrote this on Twitter the other day.
Uh-huh.
I wrote this. I want to say this was yesterday morning. What did I just do? I just had the stupid thing and I scrolled or something. Live radio. Where is it? Okay, here it is. I wrote, so Carolina doesn't... Oh, excuse me, not so Carolina. South Carolina. South Carolina doesn't get Grayson McCall because they don't hire the Coastal Carolina staff. And now Gunnar Stockton is going to Auburn because of Bobo, question mark. Now the Gamecocks are begging Holinsky to come back, question mark. The guy they should have been playing all along. you know, 9 out of 10 members of the South Carolina staff have been assembled. To this point, this has gone impossibly wrong.
Bad, isn't it?
Bad doesn't begin to cover it. I mean, from every measure, this has gone impossibly wrong. They didn't hire, they didn't make the paint by numbers hire and hire the Coastal Carolina staff, which would have meant adding a top 10 national quarterback to your team in Grayson McCall, who would have had 3 years to play. They didn't do any of that. They retained Bobo. This is really unbelievable. I pulled this story up from a South Carolina website earlier today. Let me see. Where is it? Well, I don't know. I have it here somewhere, but let me just give you the gist of it. The gist of it is they retained Bobo with a $1.2 million deal. Beamer came out publicly and said, if we didn't retain Bobo, he would have been my first choice anyway. He would have been the first guy called. The next day, it's being reported that the very next day after they gave Bobo $1.2 million, Bobo told them he was probably leaving for Auburn.
The next day. Oh, no, that would make me mad.
Right. After Beamer came out publicly and said, you know, basically, this was the guy that we desired. All right. So now Bobo somehow leaves for Auburn. And now the five-star quarterback commit that may have been the only reason Bobo was at South Carolina to begin with, Gunnar Stockton, has decommitted from South Carolina. And now it appears he's going to follow Bobo to Auburn. And now Beamer is allegedly talking to Holinsky because they really only have one quarterback. Really, they don't have any quarterbacks. They got a three-star kid who's a question mark. I haven't even watched his film. And they have Luke Doty, who's really a slot receiver masquerading as a quarterback. They don't really have a quarterback at all now. There's no way. I'm sorry. You could not draw up a bigger disaster than what has happened at South Carolina since the day they announced Beamer. It just can't get any worse. It has been an unmitigated, complete disaster. And it just appears to get worse every single day. And basically, you now have a team that has two-star running backs, and you really don't have any quarterback. Now, maybe they can get Holinsky back and do it all over, but I mean, this is some sort of sick musical chairs that is just impossibly bad. We'll take a quick break. It is Jerry Sluper, Bengal John. I'm coming to all of you. I know, Jerry, you've been hanging on a while. Jerry Sluper, Bengal John, that order. Let me tell you about Nick Levy. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Levy, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, or you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney, who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick Levy today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680 to schedule your appointment today. Also, check out his website for more info at Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, NickLaveryLaw.com. You know, and by the way, I appreciate Cliff's comments. You know, one thing we did have right all along was when football was shut down, when we were in the off season, when everyone believed that the world was ending and we weren't going to play sports, we gave you 4 hours of radio here every day, in which we never believed any of that. We stayed positive through the whole thing. When even these major voices of college football, like Herb Street, were saying there wasn't going to be football, that's not what we believed.
Awesome.
We gave you a positive message for 4 hours every single day, and it's nice that people appreciate that. It's easy to forget some of the things that we've been through to get to where we are, and really some of the things that we're still going to go through, especially in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Rona, where 8 million people were in the streets last night without masks. Those numbers are going to be interesting to watch in the next 5 to 10 days. And really, it's, you know, we stay out of this, but it's really not funny because the hospitals are being taxed beyond belief right now. So we'll see how that plays out for them. But yeah, they were celebrating in the streets of Tuscaloosa like they had never won a title before. All right, Jerry Sluper and Bengal John, as soon as we come back.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
I'm Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
These are actual customer Google reviews about George Coleman Ford. Alex says, my fiance and I went to look for a used vehicle for me. We went and had an amazing experience. The sales associate and sales manager were such a great help. We will be coming back for future purchases. Or this lady writes, the sales manager and sales associate were great to work with and found the truck we wanted. Probably the best experience we've had purchasing a vehicle. It's simple, my friends. Buy from George Coleman Ford. You'll thank me later.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel. Language for life. Start the new year with a new language. Get up to 60% off now at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Are you ready for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Covering our bases on three great signals. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was.
Yes, Walt up to the road rage. We are back. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. What happened to Bengal John? Hey, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Ramona, how many people call us and write us about First Class Halt? In fact, Bengal John's one of them. He's called multiple times about First Class Halt. Right. You know, these connections are easy because we've received so many unsolicited testimonials about First Class Halt. Here's the bottom line. 100% honesty and integrity. I realize people look for this. We have had, you know, let me give you an example. Rudy and Misty called numerous times about her experiences at First Class Halt. She's been a little intimidated by past garages she went to because she doesn't know that much about vehicles. By the way, that's not a female or male specific thing. It'd be anybody. But in her case, it just is. And so she's gone to First Class Halt on her own several times, and they have both just praised Halt endlessly for how great they've been to her. This is who they are. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, look, I get you may be taking it someplace right now where, you know, local, where some guy works on a bunch of different vehicles, but here's the truth. He doesn't know your vehicle. He just doesn't. All the techs at First Class Halt have 15 to 35 years worth of experience. No one in the industry can replicate that on these vehicles. They drive them. They live in them. It's all they work on. They wouldn't even work on my vehicles. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. That's it. Best warranty in the industry. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. Real warranty. How about this with an oil change? We test drive your vehicle before and after. Our master tech rotates your tires. Our master tech measures your brakes. And we perform a complete 32-point inspection. Where else are you getting that? Go try it. Go try it out with just the oil change and see what you think. Two locations to serve you, Anderson and Greenville. I promise you, once you go to try it out, you're never going back. I promise. You won't be going back to where you take it now. Ramona, tell them what they can win.
They have a special 32-point safety inspection for $89.95, and they have get your headlights headlight restoration. I can't never say that for $99.
Yeah, well, you know, you want to see where you're going. That's a sort of a big deal. All right, it is Jerry Slooper and Dave in Simpsonville. Jerry, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Jerry. Appreciate you getting in.
Thank you, man. I got to tell you, Walt, you're wrong about South Carolina not doing the right thing. They did the right thing, Walt. They did what South Carolina does. Okay, so they did right, you know, just that not in a person that thinks right in their mind.
You're saying they stayed true to their history, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And then, you know, I gotta wonder, Beamer wants people who only want to be there. So now he's going to go and beg Haliski, who has already went to transfer portal, to beg him to come back. Ain't get off to a real good start, Shane. But then again, you're getting off to a normal start, so that's fine and dandy. But South Carolina fans can be happy, Walt. They won the national championship last night. You know, getting on the little leg of Alabama.
Jerry. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. And let me give you an example of why, right? Vol Nation sends me this today. I got to scroll for this. But Vol Nation sent me this earlier today, and I want to share it. Okay, here it is. He wrote me this 4 hours ago. He writes, "This is an incredible stat." And it's from Peter Burns, some guy named Peter Burns at the Four Letter. The SEC has now won 11 of the 14 of the last 14 college football national championships. And Vol Nation is celebrating that, talking about how great the SEC is. And I asked him in response, I asked him, how many of those did Tennessee win? And obviously the answer to that is zero. You know, and so all of these teams in that league, they all cling to the Alabama elephant in some sort of parasitic arrangement
whereby they all get to leech and benefit off of the elephant, because what they really mean is Alabama's done these things. It's not the SEC. Oh, I know, Auburn won, LSU won, but what we're talking about is Alabama. It's always Alabama. So stop with the SEC stuff. It doesn't include you. It certainly doesn't include Tennessee. It doesn't include South Carolina. It doesn't include any of you people. You people haven't won squat.
No, it's like I tell the guy today, Walter, and I'll get to my Sean Wade come in. But tell the guy today, you know, about Georgia. Who has Georgia had to beat to win their division? Okay, Florida has been dormant. And again, great offense this year, but still not a good defense. Again, I know the game has changed. But getting to Sean Wade, I got to ask a question. Again, the kid's a talent. But, and again, Devontae Smith, I don't know who's going to cover it, okay? But Cornell Powell, who worked very hard the offseason to make himself a better player, I thought that he got the better of Sean Wade. My question is, did Sean Wade lose his first-round status in your mind?
Yeah, I think he's still in that. Yeah, I think he's still in that late one conversation. We have miles to go yet before the draft and the whole process. You know, I actually think Sean Wade played really well against Clemson. He had the one play that Powell beat him badly, but he beat Powell in other plays, including a short yardage play that his physicality tackled Cornell short of the mark. I really thought overall he was probably the best DB on the field in that game. So I thought he played well in that game. Obviously, he did not play well last night, especially when he was matched up with Devontae Smith. But again, you know, I would ask this question. Who is covering? You know, first of all, Ohio State's generally a cover three team, but when he was matched up with Devontae Smith last night, he struggled. But, you know, here's the thing. Who's going to cover Devontae Smith when you don't have a pass rush? You know, there's just no way. And Ohio State had no rush last night on Jones at all. And I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody can cover that cat if you're not going to pressure the quarterback.
No, and that's the, you know, I think the Heisman's a joke. You know, you've heard me say that. But the right guy won the Heisman this year.
Yep.
To me, it's legitimate this year.
It is.
Other comment, you know, kind of going back, you know, a lot of mock drafts had DK going in the first round, but obviously, he saw enough stuff on film of himself that he needed to come back. Plus, he didn't play a whole lot for different reasons. So, I think it's a good move for Kendrick to come back.
Agreed.
To get better. And the other thing is, just think about this, Walt, with today's offenses, Bo Jackson in today's offense, with the speed and the power that he had, you talk about unstoppable. That would be fun to see in today's offense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's still one of the most talented running backs in the history of the game. He just wasn't blessed with great health. He wasn't blessed with great health in college. Despite the numbers he put up, and then he had the hip injury at the pro level, which ended his career, unfortunately, because he was certainly a special talent.
Yeah. But, well, you know, please, in the future, I don't want you to be wrong again. Just whatever they do down there in Columbia, just know they are what they are, okay? And again, they're the gift that keeps on giving. Thanks, Walt. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. By the way, Rona, did I mention I was wrong?
You were wrong?
Wrong.
You were wrong. Yeah, you were wrong.
I was wrong.
I know.
I really did enjoy that early conversation, though, on chess and darts. And
I did, too. Yeah. I enjoyed all that.
You probably should have spent more time on that.
All that.
Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, welcome back, Dave. I know you've been trying to get in for like a week, Dave. I appreciate you getting in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you getting me in. You know, sometimes you run into a situation, and being an old man, you got to run in real quick sometimes and take care of business, and you don't want to take the phone in with you. So, you know, that kind of stuff happens, but that's okay. You know, Walt, while it is fun to pick on the Gamecocks and, you know, SEC and all of their, you know, demigodism of how they interviews Alabama and Nick Saban, who, by the way, is the great, is the GOAT. I mean, we can go ahead and concede that right now. That's great. So, you know, everybody raise your flag. But I want to talk about more important things than the SEC and certainly South Carolina is Deshaun Watson. And that's what I was trying to get in yesterday. I wanted to find out from you, what is his attraction? Now, first and foremost, I totally agree with him. I thought going to play for Bill O'Brien was the absolute worst thing that could happen to his career. And it's turning out to be that way because Bill O'Brien took that franchise and just ran it into the ground. So what is his attraction with going to Miami, and why all of a sudden does he want to pull this, I want to go to Miami card?
Well, you know, first of all, I think that Miami is a really well-coached team. It's a really talented young football team that is ready to compete and win. The piece that they're lacking is quarterback, and they need a couple other ingredients. You know, they addressed a lot of their offensive line issues in the early part of the draft last year with Austin Jackson and Robert Hunt. They probably still like to tap into that again. They definitely want to add a playmaker, a wide receiver. You know, I think they would love to get Devontae Smith, but to bring Deshaun in, that's going to cost you some of that, that ammunition you have. But Dave, I think as of today, I think this thing is turning back towards Houston. Prior to coming on to air today, I heard some national reports that are sort of suggesting now that Houston is going to interview Bieniemy. That sounds like it's an effort to placate Deshaun Watson. Bieniemy and Watson combination would make a lot of sense. So if Houston interviews Bieniemy and they are able to land Bieniemy, then the most likely scenario in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes is that he stays put. And if you ask me at 5:38 today on the 12th, who Deshaun Watson will be quarterbacking next year, I'm going to say Houston.
Well, I thought the I'll go for Tua. I agree with you. I don't think Tua is going to be a franchise quarterback at this level. I think he's going to be a nice quarterback. He's going to be a clipboard holder for a while, and he'll get in and he'll make his play. But I just wondering what it was about Miami. Now, I like Eric Bieniemy, and I would not have a problem with him staying there, you know, if Houston actually puts forth the effort to get a coach and a GM that's going to bring in talent around him, because we saw what happened last year in the playoffs. You know, they jumped out on Kansas City 24-0, but couldn't hold serve. And, you know, because they've got an all-world player and they've got great, you know, talent behind him to help him win. And that, you know, Mahomes. And so, you know, Deshaun is deserving of that kind of talent to be with him to help him win. You know, and we're talking about over the weekend real quickly.
Remember, too, though, Dave, remember, too, though, that Kansas City team was better than everybody.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why jumping out to a 24-0 lead was, you know, it was jaw-dropping because, you know, like, well, what the heck has happened here to Kansas City? But then they rolled back in. They got everything settled down and then just – drop the hammer. So, but, you know, was wondering if there would be a way, if this thing doesn't work out and Trubisky is gone in Chicago, could Deshaun find himself up in Chicago? Or if where would be a good place for Deshaun to land?
Well, you know, it's funny, Dave, that you mentioned that. All right, Dave, thank you. It's funny you mentioned that, Ron, because I did discuss this briefly the other day. There was some media guy, in sports media guy in Chicago, who was offering up buildings and landmarks in the city to bring Deshaun Watson in.
I remember that.
Yeah, one thing is clear, all right? Mitchell Trubisky is done in Chicago, all right? He will not be the starting quarterback. They can spin that any way they want, and they attempted to in the broadcast the other night. Mitchell Trubisky will not be back as the starting quarterback in Chicago next year, and I don't think Nick Foles will be on their roster either. I would be surprised if either one of those guys. So the Bears have to totally retool their quarterback situation, and they desperately need to because they have a Super Bowl-level defense. I mean, that defense, the best in the NFL.
They just are. When they're whole, when Roquan Smith's in that mix and they're whole, that's the best defense in the NFL. But their offense is incompetent and impotent. Their offense is a disaster. And it's not that they don't have skill guys. They actually do have skill guys. That offense should be a lot better than it is. Now, the two factors there, the offensive line has had some injuries, and that area needs upgrading, and the quarterback position needs upgrading. The Bears need to do three things in the offseason. Retool that offensive line, draft a talented young quarterback, and add a veteran quarterback whose name is not Nick Foles. No one believes in Trubisky. No one on that team believes in Trubisky or Foles. It couldn't be more clear. The only one who believes in Trubisky is Trubisky, and not even he believes it. It's so strange listening to him talk. You know, he says these things that sound like he's Tom Brady, but no one believes it. Nobody. I mean, it's like he's talking about how, well, you know, he's a leader and he's stepping up and making sure everybody's on. And I'm thinking to myself, what? I mean, no one believes you. No, people have seen you play. They know. It's not like you're a secret to them. They know you can't play. And so it's like fake bravado on his part. And he doesn't sound good saying it either. He's not going to be there next year. Can he be saved? I don't know. I mean, physically, there are still some things he does pretty well. He actually throws the football fairly well. And he's a good athlete. It's everything else. It's his brain for the game. He doesn't sound smart. He doesn't, he's not a leader of men. And he can't handle pressure at all. Those are bad qualities. He reminds me of Rick Meyer, who always had that deer in the headlight look. That's who Trubisky reminds me of. You know, if he can be salvaged, it's at a place like San Francisco with Shanahan and weapons. And they need a quarterback, and they know it. We'll talk more on this, too. Quick break. Walter Tiller, Road Rage.
A lot of things have changed, but some things remain the same. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Dine in or take it to go, or dine on the covered patio with ceiling fans to keep you cool. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, eat on the patio or dine in, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your order to go at 864-226-9400. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 864-226-9400.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and I want to thank you. There are literally thousands of insurance agencies in the upstate, and my company, The Insurance Source, was just selected as the best insurance agency in the upstate for the second year in a row. We have an incredible team, and we love what we do. When it all boils down to it, our job at The Insurance Source is to help people. How can we help you? Do you need to make sure that you have the right plan for your business? Do you need help with service issues? Call us at 864-467-8738 for a free consultation. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class Halt. Halt stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. and they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class Halt.
If you could get a 20-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Call Gary, the mortgage expert, about his 2.5% 20-year fixed mortgage. 2.5%. Call 979-1111. 979-1111. Or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429. Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 184969. Based on 200,000 loan with 30% equity. APR 2.69%. Loan subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
Today on Hey Culligan, the best things in life are free. Water tests. Let's go to Candace.
Hey Culligan, how do I learn more about my water?
Candace, let me just test the waters here.
Okay.
Literally test your water.
Oh.
For free.
Free?
Free, Candace. In-home water tests for free. So you know more about your water and how to make it better with Culligan water. And Candace.
Yeah?
We're already on the way.
Oh, good.
Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. Unrelated or quasi-related to the conversation we've been having today about the national championship game and everything about it. Is this just me? Or have other people noticed this year? There have been a number of times this year where it just looks like it seems like Herb Street is just, I don't know how to describe it. It's like he's zoned out. Disinterested. I don't know. At times I felt like he just didn't want the college football season to be played, and he's acting that out. Honestly, at times it almost seemed like he was losing it a little. Like some of the things he was saying just didn't make sense. You know, like you wondered whether he was actually watching the game. And then last night, you actually had the worst of that. You have a player, Ohio State's on the field. Listen to this, Ramona. This is so odd.
Okay.
Ohio State's on the field on offense, all right? Their offense is on the field and a player goes down injured and Herb Street keeps insisting that it's Jackson. And he keeps saying there's another Ohio State defensive lineman down injured.
Oh no.
And they're on offense.
Oh, that
and,
sounds
and he
bad.
Keeps saying, first of all, it's bad because for one, he's misidentifying the injured player. So, you know, he's telling the family of people
right,
at home, et cetera.
Else,
that,
yeah.
Right. He's misidentifying the guy. The guy who was injured was actually their star offensive guard, Wyatt Davis. And he keeps calling him Jackson. Now, some will make excuses saying, well, it's because we are using the same number on offense and defense. You got to know when Ohio State's offense is on the field. And here's the worst part about it.
is that Fowler corrected him. He didn't say anything to him, but he told him that, no, it's Wyatt Davis injured. Then they went to commercial, and they came back, and Herbstreit continued.
After the commercial?
Saying, yeah, that Jackson was the injured player on the field. And at that point, Fowler just let it go. But
wow,
it was
incredible. That's not good, especially with an injured player.
It was incredibly strange. It was just like, I mean, you know, it was a little reminiscent. It was like a sad version of the Feely field goal thing where, you know, you're wondering what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, like nothing's right.
Right. You didn't, first of all, again, I don't know how you mistake Ohio State's offense and defense. Then I don't know how you expound on it. I don't know how, when Fowler tells you who it is, it's like you don't hear it. And then you come back after a couple of minutes and you reiterate everything you said.
Yeah, it seemed like if he went to commercial that the other guy would have said, hey, man, you're getting the name wrong.
It was just,
you know, kind of, you know, so that when they came back, they could just kind of just, you know, mention it. And they didn't.
Yeah,
and
it was just
went on. That's odd.
No, the whole thing was very, very strange. I mean, I didn't know what to make of it. I mean, I wrote it on Twitter last night, but it wasn't just me because, you know, all these various outlets that grade bad broadcasting were all telling the story all over the internet. So, you know, it and other people responded when I wrote it because it was, you know, I wasn't killing the guy or anything. I was like, what's going on? You know, I mean, it was just weird, especially because Fowler tried to guide him right. By the way, is there a bigger SEC homer than Fowler? I mean, why don't you just wear your SEC sweater to work, Fowler? I can't stand Chris Fowler anymore. I should add him to the list. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wales, 100% independent advisor. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. You need a different, up-to-date plan, not some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all program. Financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big-picture analysis of your entire financial world. Investments minimize the risk from bad stocks and funds. Social Security, there are 314 different ways a married couple can begin to accept their benefits. How will you ever navigate that as a layperson? The answer is you won't. Health insurance, Medicare planning, what's best for you, life insurance, protecting your family from dying too young, retirement planning, getting the income you need upon retirement, estate planning, being certain your heirs get what's theirs and minimize probate taxes, college planning. Kiwi Financial Group is on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Call Kiwi Financial today. 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816, or stop by their office in Clemson at 402 Pendleton Road, right next door to Max Drive-In.
Hey, Walt.
Yeah.
Can I say something before I forget?
Yeah.
We have friends listening to us in Tryon, North Carolina on the radio.
Cool. What'd they say? How do you know?
They said they love the show. They're listening on the radio. They love the show. They've been listening for a long time. And they're also listening in Florida, too.
That's awesome. Well, thank you very much. Do we know their names?
He didn't give his name. I asked for it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they're in the witness protection program.
He just wanted to tell me how much prisons. He loved the show. How he loved the show. So, yeah, we're big in presence.
We are. Yeah. Big in presence. So, you know, maybe. No, but no, that's terrific. No, we really appreciate them listening in Tryon and in Florida. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. On this, you know, you want to get in on any of that, you are welcome to do so. You know, I keep going to the wrong Adobe thing, Ramona. I keep going the old way, and then I bounce back. On this issue that I raised, you know, at the end of last season about quarterback efficiency, passer efficiency marks, and what was happening, just to give you an idea, if you don't remember that or if you haven't heard me say it recently, as to how things are going, okay?
Oh, boy, this is going to paint this picture perfectly, all right?
First of all, in 2016, Baker Mayfield set an all-time NCAA passer efficiency mark in 2016, just a few years ago, of 196.4. In 2017, Baker Mayfield broke his own all-time NCAA passer efficiency mark with a mark of 198.9. In 2018, the following year, two different guys broke Mayfield's new mark when Kyler Murray at 199.2 and Tua Tagovailoa at 199.4 broke the mark. In 2019, last year, Joe Burrow posted a 202 rating, the first time any quarterback in history had hit 200. And so we had been creeping up incrementally, like 0.4, et cetera. Burrow moved the number up 2.6 points from 199.4 to 202. And people thought, well, that'll never be done again. Except that it was the following year, this year, when Mac Jones posted a 203.1. So we break this record now every single year. Here's the other thing. When you look at the historical marks, all right, throughout all of history for passer efficiency rating, this year, the year of 2020, produced the top number of all time, Mac Jones, at 203.1. Zach Wilson at 196.4, the sixth highest mark of all time. Caleb Ellaby of Western Michigan, 194.8, the eighth highest of all time. Dustin Crum of Kent State, 192.7, the ninth highest of all time. So, follow me. Not only is this record being broken every year, but we had one, two, three, four of the top nine rankings of all time posted this year. And Grayson McCall of Coastal Carolina was not far behind. I mean, I think that pretty much demonstrates what we're talking about and just the significance of how this game has changed. The caller on line one, Ramona, wants to be known as line.
Yeah, line four. That's who he calls himself.
Wait, yeah, this is new. Okay, I just want to make sure. I want to make sure. The caller on line one wants to be known as line four.
Yes.
You know, I sort of like that.
I know.
I've been doing this a long time. Yeah, I've been doing this a long time, and that's the first I ever remember that. So on an originality standpoint, that scores high grades. Now the problem is you're going to have to live up to that when we return, and we'll get right to your call. Caller line four on line one. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IFTA members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Congratulations to former Clemson running back C.J. Spiller. As the National Football Foundation announced yesterday that C.J. was selected for induction into the College Football Hall of Fame as a member of the class of 2021. Spiller earned the distinction in only his second year of eligibility. Now, C.J. is one of 11 players and two coaches that will be part of the 2021 College Football Hall of Fame class as selected by a national ballot. The class will officially be inducted during the 63rd National Football Foundation Annual Awards Dinner that will happen on December the 7th, 2021. Their class, along with the 2020 Hall of Fame class, whose ceremony was postponed due to COVID-19, both will go in at that December 7th ceremony. Spiller becomes the eighth Clemson inductee into the college football.